Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown, the podcast that talks about comic book story arcs. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today, returning, is Emily.
Hi!
How you doing?
Pretty good. We're entering the dark half of the year, where I spend at least 2 months coughing.
Yeah.
So, to combat that during the recording, I've got my whiskey tea with some lemon and honey.
Good choice. Very good choice.
Yeah, I've got... I've got jewelry themed for our discussion topic tonight. I mean, I got my tattoo. I can't take that off.
Nope.
But I'm very excited. I've got my mug that is theme centric for tonight's recording, and I'm very excited.
Yeah, obviously, our theme tonight for what this episodes are the Star Wars, a couple Star Wars books.
Yes.
I kind of figured that since we're not getting a movie this December. What better way than to go over a couple of the Star Wars issue comic books?
Yeah, you know, it used to be all things May was Star Wars. All Star Wars is May, you know, like May the 4th and all that. And then once Disney got their hands on it, it's like, no, you're going to have Star Wars at Christmas.
Which I was totally okay with.
I'm fine with.
Yeah.
And it is just now sinking in that I'm not getting a Star Wars film.
That's why we're getting the Star Wars books.
And Shattered Empire and the C-3PO one-shot are delightful.
Yes. They're not a movie.
I also want Adam Driver's Dorito-shaped body on a big screen in front of me.
Next year. I'm looking forward to that. That's gonna be good.
Yeah.
Look forward to the end of that trilogy.
Can't wait to find out that he lied about Rey's parents being nobody.
No, they are no. I'm not having this argument. Okay. But yes, we are. We're going over Star Wars: Shattered Empire and Star Wars C-3PO one shot. The Shattered Empire. Obviously, they both were released from Marvel. Shadow of the Empire was released in 2015, and the C-3PO was released in 2016. The writers for Shadow of the Empire are Greg Rucka, Marco Cicchetto, Angel Anzueta, and Emilio Lizzo. The colors were done by Andres Mosa, and the letters were done by VC's Joe Caramagna. And I'll do a... C-3PO's when we get to C-3PO.
That's fine. I do want to talk.
Go ahead.
I do want to talk about the cover art for Star Wars Shattered Empire, because it's done by Phil Noto especially the cover art for the collected trade,
which that is the cover for issue 4.
Yes. But it's basically like a Happy Times family picture, but with like the murder teddy bears down at the bottom.
Well, it's the end of Return of the Jedi.
It is.
This story takes place at the end, right after Return, like literally.
Literally as.
Right after Return of the Jedi.
The Jedi is returning.
Well, yeah. It's going to be one of those recordings again, isn't it?
Don't be mad.
I'm not. But yeah, so we are, we start out and we're fresh in the middle of the Battle of Endor. We see a quick little montage page of Luke and Vader fighting, Han and Chewie on Endor in the base, getting ready to blow that up. You know, and then all the X-Wings and A-Wings. And, they're in their space battle. One of the fighters we meet, would you like to introduce her?
Char-Bae is probably... You know what? No. I'm going to go ahead and say it. She is my favorite female character in all of Star Wars.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I love her.
No, she's amazing.
I relate to her as a mother and a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
I love this character. She's beautifully written. She's complicated.
Yes.
And she doesn't always know the answer. And I respect the hell out of that.
Well, and that's, I like Greg Rucka's writing. I've read some novels by him. I've read a lot of DC books by him.
Mm-hmm.
And I've loved almost everything he's done.
Yeah.
So, when the fact that he did this, and I remember reading these as they were coming out,
mm-hmm.
like, each month. And this is, this was the first, not the, was this the first material?
It wasn't the first new material, But it was,
I mean, it was leading to...
It was part of that big push to the journey to The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of stuff coming out at the time, but this stood out to me.
Okay. Yeah, no, this was amazing because we're seeing, one, we're seeing the very first female pilot of the Rebels.
Yeah, because I think the only one I can ever think of is from that cut scene of the old lady.
the blast points. Yeah,
the audio that Blast Points had on there, where it was just someone's grandma who was on set that day, and they were feeding her lines, and bless her heart, she tried.
She tried. That was beautiful. If you guys ever get a chance, I don't remember what episode it is, but Blast Points in general is a great Star Wars podcast.
If you like Star Wars, you should go listen to Blast Points.
But yeah, so we Shara Bay was the first female pilot we see. We get a couple more throughout, because I know in the Leia books we get another one. Leia mini, we get another one. But this was the first one we see.
In the comics?
In the comics.
Okay, because I just started thinking about Harrison Dula, because Rebels was out then.
No.
No?
Not when Disney took it over.
Got it, thank you.
That was the end of Clone Wars season 5, and then we never got season 6.
That's
which we are
right.
now getting
which
a season
gonna.
6. Yes.
Disney's like, yeah, just wait, babe, we got you.
Yeah, we are. So she is mid space battle, and she's basically flying, she's basically giving the Millennium Falcon cover fire as it makes its run into the Death Star, second Death Star.
She's running cover. There we go.
But as she is flying away after the Falcon goes in, then we see the Emperor's ship. I can't remember exactly what ship it is. Coming out. My one gripe. My only gripe is that the timeline does not match up. Unless there was a giant jump between when Lando shot the core, the planetary, the Death Star core, to Luke flying the Emperor ship out. This was a quick, pretty quick turnaround.
I forgot all about this. Listen, time in Star Wars is like time in the Doctor Who series. It gets a little wibbly wobbly, timey wimey sometimes. Okay.
Fine. You want to? Okay.
I mean, this is a story about space wizards, okay?
I was gonna bring up how Darth Vader actually killed Luke Skywalker in New Hope. In your shoulder.
Drove this mug of
it happened.
You. I'm gonna.
He shot those bolts. They went.
The mug
they would have hit him.
Of tea at you.
Love you.
I love you as well.
Okay. I'll probably cut most of that out anyway.
Good.
So she's moving to intercept to blow up the ship because, you know, it's an Imperial ship.
Enemy ship. Yeah. Got it destroyed.
But she can't get a lock on it. And then, you know, before she knows it, she hears Luke Skywalker on the radio contacting her saying, hey, this is a friendly, I'm trying to get down to the surface. And she's like, oh, okay. I will cover you again. And so she does. And then we get the Death Star blows up. Everything happens like you see in the Return of the Jedi. And we get all the ships coming back to... They don't actually say what ship they... what's the word?
Rendezvous?
Thank you. What ship they rendezvous
Am I here for military terms for you tonight?
I have no idea what you're talking about, dear.
Okay.
Love you. Not trying to make it like that. I swear. Anyway, so Shara is, you know, getting out of the cockpit, getting out of her ship, goes up to her lieutenant, Lulo. Lulo?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And they don't say what race he is, but he's an alien.
They may mention it. He is also in the Poe Dameron comics as well.
Yes.
That's he, right. After all is said and done, he joins the Resistance. And flies with Poe as well.
Okay. I do.
Which is going to be relevant.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was... I need to finish that series.
Yeah.
It's a good series. Same. But, you know, she's worried about her husband.
Yep.
know, she was part of the mission that went down to Endor to blow up the shield base.
Yes.
And she has not heard anything about him.
He's basically, okay, so, like, if she's in the Air Force, he's in the, like, Space Marines. The Rebellion's Marine, like, yeah. ground forces.
Yeah. So they all take a shuttle down to Endor, and they're in the camp of
the Murder Bears?
I was going to say Wookiees. That's not right.
No, the Ewoks.
Yes.
The Murder Bears.
The Murder Bears.
Murder Bears is an acceptable replacement That's for fair. Ewok.
She is looking for her husband, Kes.
Kes Dameron.
And she's asking everybody in the village if they've seen him.
Hey, guess who she asks?
Who does she ask, Emily?
Lando Calrissian. And Han Solo and Chewie, too.
Technically, whatever. She's asking Solo
whatever.
First.
Whatever. Lando Calrissian is there, and he's the only one that matters.
Yep. They point her in the direction of one of the huts, where some of the forces were just, convening and after-mission chat, I guess. I'm not entirely sure.
No, this is just a straight party. Yeah.
Well, I mean, because they're all just standing, they're standing away, like, they're not outside in the party, they're in a hut, away from everybody. I just assume they're, like, not a mission briefing, but...
like an after-action review?
Kind of, yeah.
Sure.
But yeah, so she finds her husband, and they
hook reconnect.
Up. Yes,
reconnect is the classy way to
That's
say it.
That's a good
it.
Word. They fuck.
They get down. You don't see it in the comics. Mm. You get the... Well, because, you know, there's no kissing in Star Wars.
That's bullshit. But there's kissing right here.
There's kissing right here in this Star Wars. But you know how sometimes in the movies there's no kissing in Star Wars.
Did you not see Empire Strikes Back?
No, it's a joke.
Did you not see...
Because I can't do the Hope? I can't do the George Lucas voice. The... Well, I don't like the kissing. I'm not good at a George Lucas voice.
Obviously, you know... They do their thing. Next morning, they wake up, and the strike team that Kes is a part of, called the Pathfinders, are set for another mission.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's basically just mopping up, though.
Yes, it's letting the Empire know that we destroyed your thing. We destroyed your big space ball
again.
And we're not going to let you run and hide. So their mission is to...
There is a base on the other side of the moon that Imperial forces are held up in. It's basically just a transmissions base, and they just want to make sure that it is shut down.
So...
But mostly for the sake of the Ewoks, because, you know, they helped them. So yes. let's help the Ewoks now.
Shara kind of walks up and... volunteers herself to pilot the ship.
Yeah.
Kes doesn't look too happy about that. He has like a concerned look on his face. Which is fair. I mean,
yeah. But I mean, it's all part of being in a relationship when you're both in the military. Like,
yeah,
you're
going
to have to go out on missions.
Yeah. So they go flying to the base.
Ewoks in tow.
Yeah.
Basically, one of the Ewoks is trying to push all of the buttons. Char is like, don't touch that. No, don't touch that either. And she's like, General Solo, a little help, please. And he's like, hey, you volunteered.
Which is, I like that kind of, that's Solo. That's Han.
Hashtag Han Solo. Yeah. Very, it's so Han Solo.
So, they're getting ready to land, and they need cover. So, they start blowing up the biggest things they can find, which is the AT-ST, the chicken walker, first, get that out of the way so it doesn't take the ship down.
Right.
Then they land and, you know, the troops come out. Shara goes back up and starts giving cover fire again, you know, to help the troops. And then they take down all the forces that were outside, get into the base, and Shara lands and is just kind of staring on, waiting for them to come back out. She's starting to get worried because they're taking a really long time. And they do finally come out.
Han Solo swaggers out first.
And
with Chewie and R2-D2, and then flipping, finally.
Yeah, there's her husband. There's Kes.
Yeah.
But they realize that they're not done. They still have a lot more that they have to do. There's a lot of data on the computers that they were trying to download.
Yeah. Well, and like this ties in nicely with a lot of Chuck Wendig's work about how in the aftermath.
Mm-hmm. Which is set, about 3 months after these books? Because these books, these issues, were right after Return of the Jedi.
Yes. Like, end credits of Return of the Jedi.
Obviously, because they have the Battle of Endor.
But, like, this does tie in nicely to a lot of the seeds that Chuck Wendig laid down about the Empire basically refusing to just roll over and admit defeat, despite the Rebellion's best efforts.
I love those books. They're amazing.
I don't understand why people don't like them.
Because people are stupid.
People,
And that ends the first issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter @ComicRundown, on Instagram @ComicBookRundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Star Wars story.